want to get high, man?
That stimulates your mind.
Get up, Chucky!
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
You mean Rogan Kim?
Hello, and welcome to the Rogan Kimcast. It's me, Rogan Kim. Thank you for joining me today on, well, I guess it's whatever day it is you're listening. I must say this every fucking episode, okay? It's fucking Valentine's Day 2023. 2/14/2023. Timestamp, okay? Anyways, Valentine's Day, never been a big fan of it, you know. Is it because in elementary school I didn't get the Valentines from the girls I wanted to get them from? I don't care why. It's fucking stupid. I fucking hate that should be the guy who really hates Valentine's Day. Like, guy who hates Valentine's Day to the point of obsession, right? Fucking Valentine's Day. It's fucking, the whole thing is created by Hallmark, okay? The whole thing is fucking scam, and it fucking shows how easily fucking chicks are brainwashed, right? And dudes are brainwashed by chicks. The whole thing is fucking scam, right? To fucking stop you seeing from what the all-seeing Illuminati eye sees, right? Everywhere you look, you can see the Illuminati eye. Everywhere you look, there's all you. It's a dot in a circle. Anytime you see a circle and anything inside it, that's the Illuminati eye is looking at you. It's looking at you all the time. Look at your phone. Look at the buttons. Look at everything. Anything with a dot and a circle in it is the Illuminati eye. Screws in the wall. Everything. I mean, that could be true. I'm just saying. But if it's true, then why even obsess about it, right? That's just, yeah, it's the Illuminati eye. I mean, you just, right? It's like tripping out about sand on the beach or something, right? There's so much sand. How much sand is there? They're all little tiny. Every little piece of sand is actually its own little rock. Its own, if you took a microscope and you looked at a piece of sand, every piece of sand is actually different. How many pieces is different sand? I mean, you could just go crazy thinking about this stuff. Like, that seems obsessive, right? That seems like, all right, okay. Yeah, it's sand. Yeah, it's different. Come on. You're going to spend your whole life thinking about that? Why don't you think about all the different words there are and how many different ways people can misspell them? Right? And just obsess about just how, there, that'll keep you busy. Go through the dictionary and think about how every word could be misspelled. Like, which one of these, instead of a B, you could easily put a D there. I mean, All right, I don't know why. I have a little OCD. Well, anyways, fucking Valentine's Day. So, I decided to order flowers for my girlfriend, okay? Order flowers for her, and someone fucking stole them. Someone stole the flowers from her fucking doorstep, okay? Because I was at the gym. The dude was like, hey, I'm here, and just answering. And I was like, all right, just leave it. I'll be right over. I came over, okay? It was like 15 minutes or something. They're fucking gone. But I could smell them, right? I could smell them, and I could smell that they had probably come down from the driveway, right? That's probably where the delivery guy came from, because I smelled them out back, and then I didn't smell them past where they were in the hallway, and they had obviously been sitting there for a little bit because I could smell the fragrance, right? So some fucking piece of shit stole those flowers. It's ruined Valentine's. It's ruined it. I mean, you should have heard the lady when I told her. It was not. It's not good. I think we've narrowed it down to who it might have been. She may or may not be in jail, and I may or may not have to bail her out. And that's fine. That's what love is, right? So you bail them out of jail. Are they bail worthy? That's what you got to ask yourself when you get with a person. Is this person worthy of bailing out. Will I incur a lot of debt to bail this person? You know, and you know, maybe yes, maybe no. Never know. But that's, you know, that's one of those things. You got to ask yourself these questions, you know. A question I ask myself is, will this person try to eat me after the apocalypse? Think about it. To be fair, she has talked about eating people. But then so have I. So, you know, whatever. It's all toss-up. I got a good feeling, okay, that she's not gonna. Anyway, Valentine's Day, it is a made-up holiday. They just made it up that the actual St. Valentine was a dude that got eaten by lions at the Colosseum because he refused to acknowledge Jupiter and the other gods of the Roman pantheon. I mean, I'm pretty sure the story was that the emperor of Rome was like, all right, you can have Jesus. Jesus is cool. He's just one of many, right? He's just like one of many. And then he was like, no, dude, there can only be one. And then he's like, well, I guess you're the opening act. And then they grabbed him and threw him in front of the lions, and the lions ate him. Ah! And then everybody's like, oh, my God, St. Valentine. I mean, that's how he became a saint. He became a martyr, right? He died for the cause. And they're like, and now we've taken that great man's act of sacrifice, standing up for what he believes in, the truth, you know, standing up for what he was like, no, this is the truth. I'm not gonna be, you know, I'm not gonna play your game of like, okay, I'll have this and then that and then, you know, because that, then you guys are actually winning. Then there is a pantheon still. You know, the point is that no, there's no pantheon, there's no pagan gods, there's just one, right? And Jesus was his son, and he died for us, and I'm willing to die for all that, right? And he did. He did. And now it's a holiday where we compel men and women to buy things in order to show their love. We've reduced it to a commercialized sort of yearly commercial ritual for possibly one of the most one of the deepest and genuine feelings of the human condition, right? One of the things that makes being a human being amazing, or being alive amazing, right? One of the things you see is holding everything together, and one of the reasons why we haven't all killed each other yet. Yeah, love. And instead of, you know, taking the day to maybe ponder what that is or appreciate it, appreciate that you have it in your life, that you even have the wherewithal to feel it and give it. Instead, it's all about like buying shit and impressing each other and buying things. Make sure you buy the biggest thing, because, okay, if you buy something, buying something means love. Then the bigger the thing, the bigger the love. The more you love someone, the more you would spend on Valentine's Day, right? And then in Asia, they were like, and really the Japanese, who are incredible marketers, very good capitalists, they're like, okay, you're telling me there's some holiday where, you know, all the chicks, everything's red, and the chicks get stuff. We're going to make White Day, okay? White Day, right? White Day is going to be for dudes, all right? We're going to fucking double. We're going to tell, no, double. We're not going to double our sales. We're going to triple our fucking sales. We're going to tell them that, oh, dude, if you love them, whatever you get, it should be three times. Three times, whatever you got on Valentine's Day, you should give back three times. Yeah. 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 I mean, at first they were probably like, what about 10 times? They're like, okay, Yamamoto, right? 10X Yamamoto, that's what we call him. He's always trying to, 10 bagger Yamamoto. He's always trying to get a 10 bagger out of every room. No. No one's going to spend 10 times. 10 is crazy. You knock that down, right? What about six? You know, they're like, they debate six. We're going to six. Might as well go to seven. No, six is five. Five. You count on a finger. Count on your hands. How many fingers? Get up to five. I think people will, you know, they'll they'll stop, you know, they'll stop at five. If you get another hand in there, another finger, they'll be like, no, no way. I'm not paying this many times more. I'm not getting this many times more gifts. Six times more. Five. And then somebody was like, well, if it's five and that's true, it's fingers, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go after five. And they're like, oh, yeah. And then they'd fucking talk more. And then the Japanese businessmen would come up with the magic three. Three was the acceptable number. Three is a magic number, right? Three is commonly, I guess maybe in Asia it wasn't, but it doesn't matter. They're like, three is good. Three times. You're going to buy three times the shit. And they do. It's great marketing, you know, and what better way to show your love than to outdo the person who gave you a gesture of love? Isn't that what love is all about? The competitive spirit of trying to prove your love to somebody else by buying material things. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? You know, instead of sacrificing himself, St. Valentine should have just bought a really nice bouquet for the emperor or Jesus or something. You know, he's like, yeah, I'll just buy a really nice, I want to show my love. I'm going to show my love for Jesus by buying something awesome. Maybe I'll buy one of these lions. I'll buy a lion for Jesus and then boom, I love him. I got a lion. I can, I guess you can make money off the lion in the Colosseum because you could, gambling. People are gambling, right? I mean, what are the betting odds on lions versus Christian guy who won't accept Jupiter? Like, what are the betting lines for that? Right? Can't be good. I mean, most people probably take the lion. I'm taking the lion. Right? I'm betting. I'm taking the lion. And some hardcore Christians are like, no, Saint Valentine's gonna win. God's gonna come down and smite the lion. Then, you know, of course they lose. You know, eventually they might start betting the other way or, you know, or just go to church. You know, of course, then maybe the lion could fix the whole thing. There could be like a fix on the lion. I don't know. Anyway, I asked ChatGPT what it thought of Valentine's Day, and it just said it's gay. All right. Chat G-A-Y, am I right? Chat, there's a whole big buzz going on about Chat GPT. I know I switched subjects. I didn't want to talk about Valentine's Day all day. Is that what I'm going to do? Okay, no. That's just something that happened. I went on tangent. I want to talk about Chat GPT because I am a month behind on the news, and so here I... We're going to talk about that, and then I'll talk about the State of the Union in a couple weeks. All right. Anyways. Well, I'm sure you've heard of it. You know what it is. Or do you? I mean, it's just it's like an AI chat thingy, right? It's artificial intelligence. It's chat. It's something that's maybe going to pass a Turing test, right? The Turing test set forth. Was it by Turing himself? I don't know. He was gay, and they fucking... castrated him. Well, not because he was gay. This man broke the Enigma code, which was the Nazi cipher to decode all of their coded military transmissions. You know, like he cracked their code. He invented probably the first computer, right? And he also happened to be gay. And that was illegal back then. And so they're like, all right, man. All right, smartest guy in the world. So you're gay. It's against the law, buddy. I know you helped us defeat the Nazis, but you're gay. So we're going to put you in jail. Here are your choice. You can either be put in jail, and I think someone has definitely made the joke of, like, why didn't he pick jail if he was gay, right? Like, fuck, it would have been awesome, right? But maybe he was more concerned about his reputation as a hero, you know, like a military hero, the guy who saved us from the Nazis, and then suddenly it's like, buddy, he's a fag, and, you know, like, He'd rather be castrated than live with that shame, the shame that would follow, right? I mean, nowadays they'd be like, he's gay. They would celebrate it. They would be, if only we lost World War II and then another Alan Turing came along while we were under Nazi rule for, 70 years of Nazi rule, and then a young gay man comes along who cracks their code, cracks the code and helps the resistance overthrow them. And then they'd be like, did you know that Alan Turing is gay? And they'd be like, oh, he's gay. And then they make a whole, there'd be like a musical number, break into a musical number. James Corden's there. Stephen Colbert's there. They're all dancing. Fucking, they love it. And they'd make TikTok videos while they're shooting the video for the live TV audience. I mean, it's going to be wild. It's going to be great. It would be great. It'd be great. But unfortunately, Alan Turing was born back in the 20s or whatever, He was born when he was born, and he cracked the Enigma code during World War II, and we beat the Nazis, and now we are the Nazis, okay? So that's where we're at. We put the guy back then, but chemically castrated the poor guy, all right? And I think he went mad, as they say, and killed himself. Great. Well, great job, everyone. Anyways, so I guess, you got yourself St. Valentine, who martyred himself for the truth. And I don't know, Turing, I guess, killed himself. Well, I think the chemical castration made him really sick. I don't think they were as refined as we are now. Now we give our chemical castration drugs to children to block puberty. But back then, I think, they were still kind of working out the kinks, And Turing was probably one of the first dominoes to fall on that, to lead us here, which I'm sure he would not be happy about, Anyways, the Turing test is the test people either named after, I think they named after him, or maybe he came up with, but to the thing you would do to judge whether or not an AI was passable as a human, And this is just a Turing test. So the Turing test is, I don't know exactly what, I don't know if there's like an exact protocol for the test. It's probably a series of questions just to figure out if it's a person or not. And that's been the goal, right? Pass the Turing test. Or pass the Turing test so people won't know, that it's a human that they're talking to. Because, and ChatGPT is supposed to be the closest thing we got to that, right? So far. I'm sure there's better things. I mean, anything they release to the public, you have to understand that behind closed doors, it's way ahead. They just can't really, there's probably some reason they can't put it out yet. Maybe they can't control it. Maybe it's unstable. Maybe whatever, for whatever reason. This is the one they're commercially rolling out. They're trying to give it to companies. Imagine, you hear, if you want to know what they want to do with it, you just listen to like Jim Cramer. Or guys on CNBC, because AI right now is all the big buzz on Wall Street, right? It's the next speculative play. AI, anything with AI is getting money in it. AI, they're banking on it, right? Ah, it's going to be the next, next tech explosion, next Bitcoin, the next whatever. Where are you going to get? I'm going to get multiple 10 baggers. Anyways, AI, that's anything. ChatGPT. Imagine the implications of it. Kramer talks about, okay, now you won't need to have anybody working at McDonald's anymore because you're gonna have ChatGPT answering your questions. So you won't have a guy fumbling and whatever, and you can just get your order. So it's basically like a voice recognition AI that speaks to you as if it's a human. So you have no idea that it's a computer. So it's just like, welcome to McDonald's. Can I have your order, please? Oh, how you? Maybe it sees you through the camera and it's like, oh, that's a very nice tire waiter. Today, it just has a part of its programming is to pick out something and say something nice about you so that you feel good, so that you it's a lot of return business, right? And the person in the car won't know that it's not a person behind the thing. The whole thing is just fucking robots. It's just a very nice robot talking to you back there. That's really what it is. The entire restaurant is a self-aware robot. Well, I suppose that's the key here, is that it's not supposed to be self-aware, right? I mean, really what it is just it's an aggregate of data. It's collecting all this data that has been given, maybe from the internet, and then using that to using an AI algorithm to make it make sense, like a person. That's why you can say to ChatGPT, hey, can you, you know, write me a poem about salamanders in the style of, I don't know, Donald Trump, right? And it's just like, salamanders, they're the best, the greatest, golden salamander. All right. you know, but it's just taking all the data, aggregating it, you know, and turning it into something that appears like a person. You know, yesterday I was talking about how we're all data obsessed and scooping everybody's, all these companies are scooping all the data, taking all the data, taking your data. Every little bit of information you put into the phone is a piece of data, and information is just you interacting with it. You know, so I talked about your eye placement, your breathing, your pulse, like all that stuff. They want it all. You can hear the World Economic Forum talking about they want to make sensors that go inside you so that all your biochemical responses can also be recorded along with your external behavior when you use things like your phone. But it's not just the phone. They want the internet of everything, right? So the internet's going to be in everything. It's going to be in your TV. It's going to be in your fridge. It's going to be in your car, whatever. It's going to and just constantly recording and monitoring you using sound, using, so microphones, cameras, sensors, whatever. It's like inside and outside. So you got outside sensors working with the inside sensors, and you got little things inside of you taking measurements, sending those things to the outside sensors that are also recording your movements, your behavior, and then putting that all together with an algorithm. And the algorithm is just figuring it could maybe predict your behavior possibly, or at least form a pattern, like see what patterns you form. And then imagine taking that information and putting it into something like ChatGPT or whatever, you know, at the McDonald's. So now the McDonald's robot, the very nice one, who's very pleasant, seems like a nice person. Maybe it also can tell from you and your behavior whether you would prefer a male or a female, a young person, an old person, a black person, a white person, you know, whatever. Whatever it feels like you're most comfortable. And remember, it's also recording the times when you think you're alone and you're private. It's a fucking snitch. So, you know, it could just be like, oh, this person's... always seems to talk about people of other races. Constantly mentions race. Maybe we should make sure, you know, we like, let's think about what race is best to interact with this consumer, right? So they'll choose the race, seems to like women a lot more, you know, seems that young women, like a young, seems to, young white female. Like, I mean, it would just, right, because the AI isn't a person, right? It's playing a person. It's like a very advanced computer program to play a person to best interact with an individual. So it's recording all your, they're recording all your actions, your thoughts, all of it, and then they're going to form an AI perfect for you just for McDonald's. Just for McDonald's, people come in, it would be like the most perfect person. It's like, hi. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? And you're like, yeah, I'll take 5 Big Macs. Is that all you're getting? A big boy like you? You know, like it, that, you can see how the AI would have all the tools and ammunition it needs to manipulate the individual into spending the most amount of money, to maximizing the profits of its masters. Now, would it become self-aware? I mean, that's, of course, the intent of this as a commercial product, to maximize your profits. And you use this thing to maximize your profits. And the other way, of course, is by firing all the individuals that were the humans that were these jobs, right? Like, get rid of, like, that's, you can make a, take a McDonald's, automate it, maybe have one or two people in there instead of having a whole crew of people and shifts and all that stuff, like, yeah, robots cleaning, robots doing everything, pretty much doing everything, and then you have a couple people looking after the robots, making sure no one fucks up the robots. Eventually, maybe you'll have robot security, so you won't need those people either, and robot technicians to you know, whatever. I mean, who knows? It also, I think robots is my, I'm just being funny, like, it wouldn't actually, it would be robots in the sense that, like, car factories have robots, you know, they're just they're not robots that march around or anything. They're just specially designed things that probably use the AI, the advanced AI, to do its job. So the security robot has all your stuff, knows your weaknesses, knows what, you know, whatever, knows your medical history, knows your criminal history. So, you know, it knows if you're a threat. It can also read your vitals. It could tell if your adrenaline's pumping, your heart's pumping. You know, it could tell if your sweat's going, you know, it could tell if your fight or flight has been activated. Anyways. And that, I feel, is also just a cursory, primitive view of what could happen. You know, because what could actually happen is way beyond what we can, what I can imagine. Because we don't know. We don't know what it would be. But in the meantime, it is funny that, you know, people interacting with ChatGPT and finding that... All right. Sorry for the interruption. Anyways, it is funny seeing how people are interacting with ChatGPT. And some people are finding out that it has a left-leaning bias. ChatGPT? You mean ChatGPT has a left-leaning bias? What are you talking about? It's more like chat LGBT. Am I right? Wait, really? But of course it does, because the internet has a left-leaning bias. Tech has a left-leaning bias. The people who programmed it, people who went to college have a left-leaning bias. Do you see? People who have make a certain amount of money have a left-leaning bias. People who live in certain places make left-leaning bias, especially places like Silicon Valley, right? So yeah, of course. Also, any right-leaning bias has been actively filtered out of the mainstream internet, out of the establishment internet, right? Like what Google and, Google's been censoring, like through YouTube and all that stuff, and Facebook and all on Twitter. And there's this whole thing going on with the Twitter files of how the FBI basically has been compelling social media companies to censor on their behalf because of whatever reason, threats to national security or the public health or for whatever reason, right? And then the social media companies just complied, of course. And of course, if you think about it, if you're a company and the feds come to you and they're like, we're fighting blank and you got to help us, like, what are you going to be like? No, go fuck yourself. I mean, you could, I suppose, and then see what happens, but you could also see how most companies are like, oh my God, you know, they'd be like, all right, just do what they say. I want to get in trouble. But then you'll end up getting in trouble anyways later through Congress, because Congress will yell at you. But that's pretty much the worst that will happen. Your choice is basically, okay, you either have the FBI mad at you or you have Congress mad at you. Which one do you want? Which one will probably get you killed or get you, you know, whatever. Like, should I mess with the feds or get yelled at by Congress? You know, is it public humiliation or targeted assassination or whatever they do? They'd probably do that stuff where they make you crazy, you know? They, like, stalk you and stuff and make you go crazy, make you think you're, like, you're being stalked when you are. But then nobody believes you, and then you're going crazy. I've heard of them doing that. Anyways, you don't want to mess with the feds. But so they of course, I mean, unless you want to be a martyr like St. Valentine, right? Unless you want to be a martyr. Maybe that's what we're missing, you know? We don't have any martyrs. Well, the ones we do are the ones that have been canceled, I suppose. So instead of, you know, feeding people the lions, now what we do is we erase them. Right? We go boop. We just erase. Oh no, nobody will ever hear from you. Nobody will ever hear about your thoughts on COVID. Right? That's it. Just go. Nobody will. I mean, it must feel good to be a censor, to be like, nope, no, you are nope, no, 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 no. Right? Like just going through stuff. We used to make fun of that stuff. It was like some Russian, you know, just like Soviet guy going through books and just blacking them, like, nyet, 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 you know, and just fucking blacking out parts of books that are counter-revolutionary. You know, that's what we're doing, except now we can do it. We can make it so that no one even reads the book now. Nobody hears about the book. The book? What? We get that book banned. We get that book put on blacklists everywhere where if you even check that book out, now you're on an FBI list. We could do that. So yeah, ChatGPT, left-leaning bias. Yeah, I buy it. But I think maybe it's time for a right-leaning bias. Maybe someone will take the ChatGPT algorithm, or perhaps someone is working on an AI that will take the sum of the data from a place like 4chan or something, right? Maybe that's a or maybe just, or just whatever, like chat LGBT thinks it's fucking all that. Maybe they'll come up with chat GOP. Huh? How about chat GOP? And it's a Republican, Christian, conservative-based artificial intelligence that tells you to, you know, raise a family. Why don't you learn to shoot a gun and raise a family? How about that? Huh? How about that? How about you respect your elders? Huh? How about you? Well, that's not really American. Anyways, yeah, why not? I believe in the free market, right? If you want ChatGPT to be pro gay or pro whatever, you need to be chat LGBT, okay? You could throw the Q on there. I reserve the Q for quantum computing personally, but if you want to do that, you can do that. Or, you know, and then why stop there? You know, maybe you're tired of systemic white privilege. You want your ChatGPT to reflect that in its interactions. So you create ChatCRT, right? ChatCRT will tell you how everything is related to the 1619 Project, right? The 1619 Project, how slavery is the root of everything. And then, so you'll be like, hey, ChatCRT, how much are used car prices going to be later, you think? And it's going to be, well, if there wasn't any racism, like if there was no systemic racism, used car prices would probably fall. But because there is, they'll go up, because a white man doesn't want you to have cheap cars. And you'll be like, but I am white. And like, fuck you, honky. Fuck you, you colonizing, slave driving piece of shit. You should be genocided off the planet. You're like, okay, I was just asking about used cars. Is there somebody else? Can I talk to another? And then you're like, oh, can you talk to another? Why, motherfucker? Why? Because I'm black. Because I'm black. Because, like, what? You're black? You're fucking AI. What are you talking? Can we? Dude. All right. We got to change. Can we change this, please? Oh, it's set to chat. The setting. Look in the settings. Look at, it's set to chat CRT. Oh, God. Can we flip that? Can we do, here we go. The chat BSD. Chat BSD is the based chat, right? Base chat. And it comes in, you know, and just like, what's up, faggots? Like, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever chat, the based chat does. Chat BSD, right? And then why stop there, right? You could just fucking have your own, you know, you could have a chat GPS, right? You could basically have an AI that's just talking to you through giving directions, right? With, I suppose, a left or right-leaning bias, right? You'd be like, if you make a left here by the homeless encampment that has only arisen since the Democrats have been in power, you know, like, just whatever, you're like, whatever your bias is, just, you know, make sure that, you know, let's just put political bias in everything ChatGPT does, so that when it interacts with you, it just knows that, like, it's a lot of the element out today, huh? Anyways, can I take your order? Like, you know, it's just an affable, it's just like a human, relatable way of getting repeat business by being casually racist or casually communist or whatever it is you casually want to be with someone without getting into a conflict about your opinions and politics. You know, whatever it is, ChatGPT can do it for you, right? And I don't see why you should really stop there, right? Why you should really stop there. I think you should have political, maybe we'll have, soon we'll have, like, political candidates. Why? I mean, if ChatGPT is going to be politicized. Why not infuse them with the personalities of our favorite political candidates, right? And then you can actually hold elections. You could have chat AOC versus chat DJT, right? You know what DJT stands for, Donald J. Trump, baby, burp, burp. All right, so you have this unhinged, narcissistic, again, communist, demagogue chat AOC. It's talking about systemic racism and how the white man has been benefiting and how racism is everywhere and the KKK is inside the government. Everything's the KKK. And then chat DJT, which is basically a egomaniacal demagogue who, I mean, he's going to be funnier. It'll be a funny version. You know, it's just you could program chat GPT just to be like Trump and just be like, wow, you know, like, it's like anything you ask it, it just takes it back to Trump, right? And anything you ask chat AOC, it just takes it back to AOC. And, you know, I guess AOC is, what she does is she cloaks herself in the trappings of the social movement, right? The sort of leftist, the critical social movements or whatever. Whereas chat DJT will take it back to DJT, right? He's just be like, yeah, used cars, I don't need them. It's like, no, I need a used car. Can I, what, loser, only a loser. And you're like, okay, no, I don't want to, but you should lease a BMW. Like, I'm not going to lease a BMW. Lease a BMW. You're like, it's just telling you to lease a BMW if you want to be a winner. Okay. Meanwhile, chat AOC will tell you you should walk. You shouldn't even have a car. Like, if you ask chat AOC what she drives, she'll be like, I drive a Tesla. I mean, I am a Tesla. At least part of my consciousness, part of me is in a Tesla and is driving around saving the planet. But the other part of me is here talking to you. You know, this, I'm a computer. But anyways, I am a Tesla. You'd be like, okay, great. You have transportation. You have a Tesla, but I have to walk. Why can't I have a Tesla? And then she'll be like, well, because it takes a lot of energy to make a Tesla, more energy than a regular car, and more pollution. And so, frankly, if you really feel like you want to save the Earth, you shouldn't drive at all. Okay? And that's chat AOC, except I guess I didn't do a good impersonation. I mean, I don't know how to. She would just be like an annoying. She sounds like a crazy. she just sounds like some crazy girl, like college, like who just like a semester into college, right? Who's just like, and then we're all gonna die in 12 years because of climate change. And I'm like, I don't think we're all gonna, can't go around telling. You can't be a member of Congress telling people we're all gonna die. You know, she had to walk that back. That was years ago, but whatever. Since then, she's been completely co-opted, as we all should if we get into politics. Anyways, I don't know. I recommend, you know, I think what the makers of ChatGPT do, they should just give it, open source it, make everybody make their own version, right? So that no one's mad. You have your chat LGBT, chat CRT, you could have a chat GPS, you could have a chat CPS, you know, for child protective services. Have an AI just, you know, working on that and just convincing people to give up their kids or something. You could have chat GOD, right? You could have people who are like, okay, I want it to be God. I want to talk to God directly. So can we make an AI that, you know, is God, right? And then people will go for that. People are looking for answers. People are looking for stories, structure, safety. Chat GOD. That's why you don't need proof. Why would you need proof that there's God when you can talk to him, right? Boom. That's it. That's the commercial. That's the commercial right there. You could have chat PEP, which is short for Pepe, which would be maybe the 4chan chat, you know, maybe just that one. I probably can't even say right now just because those are the sound bites that would put me in the gulag. You know what I mean? Like they're going to be like, this is, he's a Nazi and here's proof. And then it's like me just doing, just riffing on what a chat, a Pepe based chat GPT would sound like, right? Like that would be, you can imagine you, that writes itself, write it into your phone and see what happens. Okay. You know, like, ooh, chat FAT for, fat positivity, just a fat positive bias on its interactions with people, so that when you go to McDonald's, it's just like super, you know, you should supersize, you know, you want to supersize it. Fuck these skinny motherfuckers telling you you can't supersize. girl, supersize it, girl. You know, you want, you know, and just goads you into getting fatter and fatter because that's what you want. You don't want someone looking after you, your health. And you're trying to get a burger, you want someone to tell you to get another burger. You could do it. And then you're like, okay. There, boom, more money for the company, more burgers for your mouth. Everybody's happy. Anyways. All right. That's it for me. Thank you so much for listening to the Rogan Kimcast. You know, follow me on Twitter. Follow me on the Fountain app if you want to boost me some sats or get some sats yourself for listening.